Good morning. Well, the US share market edged a little higher in overnight trade, all while remaining near the best levels in 6 months. Having said that, the market has certainly faded from the best levels of the day. The Dow Jones up 67 points or a quarter of a percent. Tech stocks did a little better than that, lifting in the order of a third of a percent. Keep in mind that the amount of money flowing through the US market at the moment is quite light. In fact, yesterday was the quietest day since Christmas for the US share market. But still, there were slightly more winners than losers across the American market. Certainly the stocks that made the biggest headlines this morning, Apple and chipmaker Qualcomm, both have decided to drop lawsuits against each other, which have been dragging on for quite some time. Qualcomm, the beneficiary, it rose 23% and is expected to receive an undisclosed payment from Apple as part of this deal. The loser here was Intel, which is Qualcomm's biggest competitor. We also had plenty of companies releasing profit results, a mixed bag. Johnson & Johnson, one of the better performers on the Dow, it managed to lift a little more than 1.1% on a strong set of numbers. Bank of America, which is three times the size of CBA, was largely unchanged. It had a record profit result, but this seemed to be largely offset by quite a downbeat outlook for the future. Both IBM and Netflix disappointed with their results in after-hours trade. Both of those stocks are currently in negative territory. On the Dow, though, the worst performer was health insurer United Health, which is down about 4%. Continued concerns about the conversation around potential health reforms going on in the US, which could have a negative impact on some of these health insurers. Now, the Aussie market today is set for a softer start. SPY futures down 18 points or around a third of a percent after lifting a touch yesterday. Keep in mind that not only are there school holidays, of course, across the country, but with three of the next eight trading sessions in Australia, we'll see the Aussie market close. So volumes likely to remain on the light side locally, but also we're getting very close now to seven-month highs. The ASX 200 just shy of 6,300 points, and every time it's approached that level since the start of March has started to fade away. On the economic front, there's nothing of note locally, so the focus will be on data in China. So we get everything from an update on economic growth, investment, production, and retail spending in midday Eastern Standard Time. We get updates as well from BHP Santos and Evolution Mining. These are quarterly updates, and the Aussie dollar is stronger at 71.7 US.